From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. You think today's rain is bad? Just wait till it turns to ice tomorrow. We'll have the forecast in a few minutes. We'll start with a quest for fresh food in one tough North Texas neighborhood. It's called Jubilee Park, and it's wedged between Interstate 30 and Fair Park in Dallas. This isn't technically a food desert. That's defined as a community that doesn't have a grocery store within a mile radius. There is a supermarket. You just have to cross under the highway to get to it. In the second part of KERA's series, One Crisis Away, Inside a Neighborhood, Courtney Collins reports a lot of people in Jubilee Park drive for miles to get groceries, and those that don't have a car pay the price at the corner store.
If you want to stock up on food here, you have three options. Get in the car and drive, learn the bus routes, or hoof it under Interstate 30 to the closest store. Lifelong resident Sherman Turner prefers another option, his trusty bicycle.
We have to go up here on Columbia to Malone's, or go over South Dallas to Martin Luther King, to Minions. And those with cars, you know, I have to ride this bike up there.
Turner bikes everywhere. He doesn't have a car, so he just hangs his grocery bags on the handlebars. Right next to the stuffed chihuahua acting as hood ornament.
Yeah, that's my little guard dog there.
You gotta go, you know, travel at least 10 miles to go to a decent grocery store. That's ridiculous.
Yolanda Weeks lives around the corner on Congo Street. She shops at a Kroger 15 minutes away and counts herself lucky because she can drive.
If you got no car, then you pretty much have to buy from the little corner stores, knickknacks. You're not really getting a full, complete meal as if you go to the grocery store and can actually prepare it yourself.
And the experts agree. When there is limited access to fresh, healthy food, people don't eat it. Instead, they make do with what's available. Stacy Sharonis is a dean at Paul Quinn College and is also president of the nonprofit Get Healthy Dallas.
If there are no grocery stores around, then you learn how to get food another way. You learn how to feed your family from the corner store.
There are half a dozen corner stores within an easy walk. The closest grocery store to Jubilee is 3/4 of a mile away across the highway. It's called Malone's Cost Plus, and it caters to Latino customers. The store keeps the prices on the shelf low and adds its markup at the register. 20% if you spend $15 or less, 10% if you spend $150. The idea is to encourage customers to buy a lot of groceries at once. That's not easy to do if you don't have a car.
For those that are looking for fresh, healthy food, it's tough. You know, they have to get on public transportation or borrow a car or figure out a way to get to a grocery store. And that's often really hard when you have children.
Or if you're a senior citizen or have multiple jobs to make ends meet. Owen Lynch is a professor at SMU and works with Sharonis at Get Healthy Dallas.
If you have two jobs or three jobs and then you have young children and all of their activities and school, when are you supposed to find the hour and a half of your day or of your week to go up and grab groceries and bring them back and then also then prepare them and cook them and hope you can cook them efficiently enough where they don't perish?
Access to grocery stores is a big part of the problem in Jubilee Park. Lynch and Sharonis are really fighting against bad habits.
If it's been decades since you've had a grocery store around, you probably aren't in the habit of cooking up broccoli for dinner.
Which is why plunking a large store into a neighborhood won't magically solve the problem. Get Healthy Dallas works on a smaller scale. Think culinary programs in schools, restaurants, and micro-farming.
Not only are communities going to have access to fresh food and learn about fresh food, but they'll actually see the production of fresh food and the production of jobs that relate to food system jobs.
The Jubilee Park Community Center is already working to do that. Every Wednesday and Friday, it serves a hot, healthy meal to seniors. There's a chef on staff and half a dozen volunteers who spend several hours getting the food ready. Maria Montez is one of them.
Eating healthy costs a lot. I know, because I go to the groceries, and I mean, vegetables and food cost a lot of money. Jubilee come and at least provide food, you know, healthy food for them 2 days a week.
On this particular day, volunteers are serving up homemade beef stew, cornbread, and applesauce. Maria says it's the best a lot of the seniors eat all week.
If I'm a senior and I want to eat good, you know, most of the seniors truly, I mean, they don't have transportation.
And a lot of them aren't up for a long bus ride or a trek under I-30, which is why meals at the community center are so vital. The giving spirit of the Jubilee Park volunteers doesn't hurt either.
I can give love and care, and I tell them, like I told them today, one day I'm going to be in your shoes, and maybe Jehovah said to me, you know what? I'm going to give you some of the little things that you give to others.
To the seniors benefiting from these nutritious meals, Maria's kind service isn't such a little thing. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
This story is part of KERA's series, One Crisis Away Inside a Neighborhood. Take a video ride with a resident of Jubilee Park who rides city buses for more than an hour to get to the nearest Walmart. That's jubilee.kera.org. The North Texas produce business took a hit yesterday. Tom Spicer was found dead in his home. Cause of death still unknown. He was 58. Spicer was the go-to guy for supplying fresh, local produce to North Texas restaurants, and he taught some of the region's top chefs. KERA's Dwally Sakautau has a remembrance.
Before farm-to-table became popular, the Spice Man, as he was called, was the go-to gardener for the freshest produce. Mark Wooten, owner of the Garden Cafe in Dallas, says even his greens had more character.
One time I was there, he whipped out a black truffle the size of a softball. I'd never seen anything like that before. And he's cooking pasta and whips this out in a garden and just starts shaving it with a knife, like a paring knife. He absolutely respected everything that he grew and acquired in any sort of produce. But it was just funny to see that he didn't overthink it.
Matt McAllister, executive chef at FT33, says Spicer was an eclectic man who truly epitomized local food for Dallas.
He's taken me out and he taught me a lot of the stuff I know about foraging and picking wild edibles and stuff from around this region. And we've gone on many mushroom trips and done all that kind of stuff. He showed me all the more local places where I can source, wild watercress and wild onions and all that kind of stuff. And I've been able to pass on and teach that to everybody that works with me. They were out picking wild onions today and one's out picking wild mustard flowers. And so it's carrying forward.
Here's Graham Dodds, executive chef at Hibiscus.
I feel that Tom single-handedly started the Dallas culinary movement of getting back to nature, back to real food. We all missed him when his shop closed. And now it's tragic.
John Tazar, executive chef at Knife in Dallas, remembers the Spicer tax, paying a bit more for produce, but it was worth it, he says.
He told me he was going to find wild asparagus, and I was like, Tom, where do you find wild asparagus, in Dallas? And he would find it. He'd go out there somewhere toward the hill country and just forage something, and he knew everything. He was really, and that's what I don't think a lot of people understood, is that Tom was a real botanist. He was a real, agronomist, agricultural expert. He really had that knowledge. He could have been a professor, at an agricultural school, because he knew that much about vegetation and plant life. And, it's sad when you lose any friend, especially when they're young and they're talented. But I don't think there's ever going to be anybody like Tom in Dallas ever again.
Tom Spicer was only 58. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.
For a week, we've been covered with ice, snow, rain, and fog, and it's not over. Amanda Schroeder, forecaster at the National Weather Service in Fort Worth, says winter invades again tomorrow. A cold front arrives amid the raindrops about daybreak, forcing temperatures to freezing or below by tomorrow afternoon.
By the time we get to 5, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, that transition from a liquid rain to more of a wintry mix, a sleet, snow, rain kind of thing, will probably start to happen. And that will continue on through the overnight hours and potentially switch over to all snow by Thursday morning.
Schroeder doesn't expect much accumulation, but says driving is going to be dicey again. Temperatures won't get above freezing until Thursday afternoon, but there is a silver lining. Friday through Monday should finally be sunny and dry. You can like us on Facebook or follow KERA on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.